Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4725.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
If I had to pick one, I would probably say my grandfather. He was very, very close to us when I was growing up. And when we moved to my childhood home, it was very far from where he was, but he did everything he could to stay in our lives, encourage us to go to college, actually, by starting a pretty decent savings account for us that we would get on the day we turned 18. He's still very much in my life, and I really look up to him for starting his own business and just being so involved with the rest of our family.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to kind of go into the business world, but kind of through like an international, in an international field, just so I can work with all different kinds of people. I love to travel and I love to get to know like different cultures and, you know, different styles of thinking. And I think, you know, that could make me a well-rounded, successful person.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
As a human being, I like to think I'm pretty outgoing, humorous, friendly. I like to work with all different kinds of people. I'm very determined in what I want to do. I like to think of myself as helpful and compassionate.
What type of things make you happy?
I love movies. I love hanging out with my friends. I love hanging out with my family as well. What makes me happy? I guess seeing that hard work has paid off is something that just makes me feel incredibly happy and successful.
What type of things make you sad?
What kind of things make me sad? I guess on the opposite end, if hard work, say, it doesn't pay off every time, or there's a certain level of failure involved. I know it's guaranteed in your day-to-day life, but at the same time, it makes me kind of sad. Also, my relationship with my family can be strained sometimes, particularly my brother. So looking back, that you know, upsets me. But, yeah.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Well, my family comes from abroad, so that obviously shapes my day-to-day life. Most of my family is not close to us at the moment, so I don't get to interact with them as much as I would like. And I'm bilingual and come from a very different culture. So that obviously at first was a little bit of culture shock, but it's allowed me to evaluate experiences in a different way than I feel most people can. And I'm really thankful for that.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I think the skill that I'm most proud of in myself, I guess, is being diverse and being able to work with people from diverse backgrounds and diverse schools of thought. I think I developed this early on. We moved around a lot, and we come from a different culture, so I think, you know, all these experiences compounded to make me more understanding and kind of well-rounded person.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I think it's extremely important to be humble. Also, to stay driven. I really admire people that, can maintain a goal and never really stray from it, despite whatever distractions or hardships might face them. And then, what are admirable qualities? I really, like I said, with my grandfather, I think that, someone that stays invested in their family, despite distance or, whatever might come between, I think that's something incredibly admirable in someone.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I think what I like best in myself is, like I said earlier, my ability to assess a situation in several different ways and interact with people and ideas originating from several different backgrounds. So I think that open-mindedness is what I like most about myself. Something I'd like to work on is sometimes I'm my own worst enemy. Like I can be pretty hard on myself. In school and sports and relationships, and I'd like to, not be so hard on myself in the future.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Well, family is very big. I'd, love to pass on the importance of family to my own children. Also, I've always loved to read. I've always seen studying as extremely important. Which, is obviously extremely valuable in my life. Also, sports. I encounter a lot of people that, aren't very into sports. And growing up, that's all I did. I love sports, and I can't imagine not having them in my life.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
Well, we're pretty big. We're a pretty big family, but I enjoy we all love movies a lot. Like I said, we love going outdoors. And then we also love to travel. So I think most of the time spending time with my family, we're just inside hanging out, kind of talking. We're all pretty sarcastic and witty, so it's always fun just hanging out with them.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
The most cherished present I ever got was probably a Space Jam backpack when I was younger. It was my favorite movie, still one of my favorite movies, and it was my backpack for years. And I don't know why I loved it so much, but I took it everywhere, school, sleepovers, whatever I was doing, I had that Space Jam backpack on.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I love to play outside. I played a lot of kickball and soccer and wiffle ball with my neighbors and stuff. I also really love to read. I could read a Harry Potter book in like 3 days. And then we were lucky enough to travel, I guess later in my childhood. And I love that. I wish I could do that as much as we used to.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? And do you have a favorite literary character?
My favorite book currently would probably be The Road by Cormac McCarthy. I've been reading a lot of his stuff lately. I read No Country for Old Men. And I really like intense dramas like that, I guess, that involve like a historical aspect a lot of the time. The Road's not really like that, but man, that's a good book. Favorite literary character? I don't know. I might say this might be a cop out, but I might say Jay Gatsby, just 'cause I freaking love that book, and I find that entire story so interesting and relatable, even, as many years as it's been since it was written.
What is your favorite word and why?
My favorite word is probably bubble because, A, it's a fun word, and B, it took me a very long time to be able to pronounce bubble correctly. I don't know what it was, but that word was just extremely hard for me. I'd avoid it all at all costs. So now that I can say it properly, I enjoy it a lot.
What was the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
Well, the last book I read was No Country for Old Men, and my favorite character was probably the main bad guy, because he's like a real unique character. He's kind of like I don't know, he doesn't really have sentiments, which is real different. He's just kind of like this ultimate badass character, that's very mysterious, very dark, which I found extremely interesting.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
The last movie I saw was probably Her with Joaquin Phoenix, and I did not like that at all. I like movies a lot, and I understand the concept, but the movie was just a little much.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
I enjoy watching college football a lot. I like soccer, mostly European soccer, but I'll really watch anything. I'll watch tennis. I enjoy watching golf, which a lot of people hate. And currently watching basketball is always fun.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
I still enjoy reading. I play a lot of sports still. Lately I've been playing a lot of basketball. My hobbies, I guess, include I used to play the guitar and the trumpet pretty avidly. I wish I hadn't slowed down on that front. But yeah, I also really enjoy watching movies and stuff.
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm a decently creative person. Like I said, I have like a musical background. Everyone in my family plays an instrument, so very rarely we'll all play together. And then I love listening to music, and I enjoy writing. When I was younger, I wanted to be a journalist because I liked writing so much.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I've never gotten that actually. I don't think I really resemble any specific celebrity.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I think probably the most significant event in my life is moving to the States from abroad. We're the only ones in my family that have had the experience, and my education, my future employment have all been, a direct result of that. And I'm so lucky to be able to study in the States and live here and seek careers here. Now that I'm a citizen, it's just such an opportunity that a lot of my family members aren't and may never be granted. So that's obviously shaped my life and my future in ways that I can't even describe.
Choose a prominent person, living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would really enjoy interviewing Kim Jong-sun. He's the first in the Kim Jong line. And I just really like to know his thought process and how he achieved what he did in North Korea, despite foreign intervention, despite, the years of hardship that they've had. Like how did he manage to do this? I just find him an interesting figure.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I think a defining first experience I've had would probably be my first semester of college. I went through high school with I guess very little hardship. It was very easy for me. So getting to college, going to my first large lecture, being assigned my first 10-page paper was an experience, and it was pretty hard, but it definitely it was very eye-opening. It had a huge impact on my work ethic and my view for the future. So that as of late, that's a very defining experience, I guess, in my work ethic and just how I live my everyday life.
Recall an occasion where you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
Probably attending the university that I'm currently attending. I really had it narrowed down to two. One where I was in a very prestigious program, like in the honors school. It's pretty close to home, so my parents preferred that one. But I just really, really liked this other school that I'm currently attending, and I just now I know that it was just the right choice for me. The environment, the location, even the classes and the focus that it has is just very right for me, and I'm very glad that I took that decision.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My most rewarding experience would probably be hiking through the backcountry of Yellowstone. I'd never really had much camping experience prior to this. So, obviously hiking through the backcountry of a major national park was very challenging for me. It was not something I'd usually do. But man, it was gorgeous. It was like no experience I've ever had in my life. I was able to push myself past very difficult situations, and the things I saw, the things I experienced were unlike anything I've experienced since. It was just a very special opportunity that I got to take a part in.
Who is your favorite actor?
My favorite actor is definitely Robert De Niro. I think he's amazing. He's in a lot of my favorite movies. Even though he's not quite as good now that he's old, his earlier movies were just spectacular, and I think he's one of the most talented actors ever to live.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
Something I really wish I could do is sing. I'm a terrible, terrible singer, and I love music. My entire family plays instruments, but singing is just not our forte. I really wish I could sing, 'cause every time I sing along to the radio or like a song I really like, it's just embarrassing.
What great cause do you feel strongly about?
I really, really feel strongly about reaching out to other countries, enhancing education, because I come from like a diverse background where not everyone has equal opportunity, and seeing close family members not have the same opportunities that I've had makes me just really want to be able to reach out and provide others and people in other countries in less fortunate areas with similar opportunities to the ones I've had.
How did your ancestors come to this country?
My ancestors actually did not come to this country. I'm the first naturalized American in my family. So I guess I technically count as my own ancestor on this one. But we came here via plane, and it was a good airplane ride.
You are majoring in international relations. When did you first become interested in this field?
I think when I was younger, we got to travel a lot. We're from, a different background. So I think I was always interested in, how countries interact with each other and how different people interact in like a global ecosystem. And my dad works in a similar field, so I've always, seen how he thinks and how he deals with business, and I've just always found it really interesting.
What are your plans upon graduation?
On graduating, I'll probably move somewhere with a large airport, because I probably want to go into the airline industry, into like the business aspect of it, because I think flights specifically to Latin America are pretty underrepresented. So I'd like to work, say, in like Atlanta or Miami, some place that allows me access to these industries.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
If I could choose any career, I don't know. I might be a big shot banker in New York City. I think that'd be a pretty cool career to be in.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in relation to work, family, and travel?
I think I would be well established within a company, living in a large city, maybe not even in the US, maybe somewhere like London or even Buenos Aires, Argentina, somewhere like that. I think at this point in my life, I would still be single, but maybe in a very committed relationship, and I would get to travel a lot as part of my job.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
Oh gosh. I would say going out to a nice dinner and then maybe going to a concert at a park, at night, kind of laid out, the stars around you. It's pretty soft music. And then maybe you like walk by a lake or like a beach. Just real romantic.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I think sense of humor is extremely important in someone I'm pursuing. I have an interest in, I guess, international affairs. So someone that's kind of well educated in what's going on around the world, would be ideal. Someone that enjoys music and movies and stuff like that. Share similar interests to myself would be, qualities that I ideally look for in someone.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
I think, the nicest thing that anyone could do for someone else is, put someone else's needs before their own. Say I have a previous commitment that I have to make, and I sacrifice it for someone else, because of their desires, because of their plans or whatever. I think that sacrifice is the nicest thing that I could do for someone else.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
Well, I was referred by by another person, and I'm not gonna lie, at first I was skeptical, but he said it's very professional, it's very thorough, and from the experience that I've had, it allows us to help someone in a very specific way, which I think is very important, and I wouldn't trade it for another opportunity.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
Is there a message I would like to add? Basically, I hope that all their plans and everything that they're looking forward to pans out, and that they are very happy with, whatever life brings to them.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4725.